Romans 1. We studied yesterday, verse 18. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold or hold down the truth in unrighteousness. We found out that godliness has nothing to do with the way you appear outwardly. Ungodliness, I mean, it's the way you think. It's the Greek word asibios. It's the idea that you have a basic religion that's going on. You are always a temple. The question is, who is in charge of the temple? On whose shoulders does the government sit? And you can't, this is almost impossible to conceive that you shouldn't be the government. So everything, even thinking about anything, take no thought for your life. Take no thought for tomorrow. Take no thought. Take no thought. The only way you will take no thought is repentance, emptiness. Because you've seen the futility of it. Now this violates all of the intellectual constructs that we could ever have. Gary's thinking about it again.
Well, when you take no thought, something happens.
Repent.
Vacuum causes him to be. And now I don't know if that becomes a new thought or a new thing or what you say, but
he doesn't cause him to be. You just stop holding him down. That's what this says.
Okay, well,
you stop him. Again, everything about God is humility. He will not violate any aspect of you. His humility has made him great. His humility, ever and always, never violates what you are doing. Let's go to Ephesians a minute. Go for it. Ephesians. Can't find it. It's not where it's supposed to be. Oh, yeah, it is. The only place I know where something is where it is on the page. That's why I can never lose this Bible. You know, don't go telling me I've got another one like it. Chapter 5 of Ephesians, verse 19. No, start up. Verse 14, I'm sorry. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Wherefore he saith, we just said that. See then that thou walked circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. How do you redeem the time? There's only one way to redeem the time, and that's by living in eternity. How do you live in eternity? You abandon yourself from all thoughts regarding time. Nothing about your life is time dependent once you have become a believer. All you can do is rebel. You're shaking your head, but you don't believe me.
No, you didn't answer my question. There's a place of no, there's no thought, but then something happens after that.
Yeah, the power of God
fills you up. Well, what does that look like? Is it
doesn't look like anything.
Is it a thought? Is it a being? Is it a consciousness?
It's a man called Messiah.
Who has no thoughts, who has no what? I'm going to ask the question. I guess you can't answer
that. Here, listen. We are warned to beware of those that have a form of godliness but deny his power, his efficacy. Now, this is where this is the knife edge. This is where it always takes place. Because you're confronted with something, and then you sit there, well, I'm going to think, what would God do about this? No. Whatever it is that you're, whatever stimulus confronts you, if there's the slightest propensity to take thought about it, you forgive me, Father. You abandon yourself. And you just live. You don't.
I think this is what's called being.
Yes, that's what I've been saying for 35 years.
Yeah, and it's a state of oneness with everything, and there's no thought required. It's just being.
Not just required, there's no thought permitted. The only reason you take thought is to find out what, if you don't know that vanity of vanity, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And it doesn't mean you're proud, it means you're futile, you're empty, you're without function, you're without purpose. So you don't think about having the thing, well, I'm not going to. The only thought brings you to the point of this thing called repentance. It's what you get in a moment. Artists get it, or sometimes everybody gets it. It's what the world calls you in that moment of bliss. You're in the eternal now, where you never have to leave it. In fact, you are not permitted to leave it, except to find out if something else is vanity. But again, I'm assuming, for the sake of discussion, that all of you have heard the entire 6, 7, 8 months, however long it was, that we've studied about Ecclesiastes.
2 years.
Not one. Shut up.
That's what Matt said.
Seemed like it. May of 05.
Yeah, Matt, I think it's right, because he came here when we started on Ecclesiastes.
Well, now we're going to take thought about how long it was. Whatever length of time it was, I don't care.
Let's think about it.
Can you see why? I mean, you're so transparent to me, it's unbelievable. So every time you start thinking, it's obvious.
I glow, I think.
You still glow.
You glow with rebellion. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Do you have any feel that you know, it's not about you. And you're shaking your head.
I understand. Now, nobody else seems to, but I do.
We'll see.
I didn't see any hands go up.
If you're gonna do this thing, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be you not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord? Oh, I'm gonna go figure out whether I'm supposed to do this or that. No. The will of the Lord is Jesus Christ. However he manifests himself in you. And it's all his business. Well, then I'm just going to go sit in a corner. Well, maybe you should. To find out whether or not there is anything there. Is there anything that you can think of that isn't empty and futile? You know, don't tell me, oh, I'm going to think about Jesus, because your thoughts about him are empty and futile.
I didn't think about that.
Well, somebody was thinking. Come now, let us reason together. Okay, that's everybody uses that one. Well, you come and reason together until you find out your sin is scarlet. But listen, watch. And be not drunk with wine, the wine of Ephraim, which is the wine of self. Be not drunk with wine, but be, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. If you're going to speak, if you're going to do anything, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's, what's that verb tense? I mean, that it's, you're speaking to yourself. You're not, that didn't mean that you and I are speaking. It means you're speaking to yourselves in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody. I mean, that's why the only reason I maybe can memorize a lot of scriptures, I've never once tried to memorize them, but that's all I do. I bet I say the Lord's Prayer 500 times a day, or Psalm 23, or, you know, the one I do lately is, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, in the mountain, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness." Beautiful for every situation. But I don't go around and think, well, what does that mean? And if I'm coming, nobody ever believes me, but I don't sit and think about stuff. If I start to think about something, I speak in tongues internally. Because I know with everything in me that there is nothing in me that can be of faith. Faith, you can't have faith without death. And if there's death, there's silence. Do you see? Otherwise, no matter, I'll talk about this forever. I've said the same damn thing for 35 years.
Will of God is Jesus Christ ties in perfectly with that, Him coming against all unrighteousness.
And we hold down the truth. Go back to Romans. I don't think some of you ever understood this before, even considered it. That's the sense I get. Maybe it's just from Gary that I'm getting this sense.
I've been tricking you all this time.
No, you haven't.
Romans 1, right?
Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, asibius, all every possible kind of thought that you can have. All those beautiful thoughts about. All those sweet little things. All the place where you've gotten life and all the dust that you've eaten. What can I do the will of God? That's the most asinine question in the universe. You can't do anything. How do I know I'm in the will of God? When you're at peace, the love, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. How do I know that I'm being ungodly? Because I'm thinking.
Yeah, because you can't think rightly.
Well, why don't you just go think about whether you can think rightly or not? Don't you understand? There's a gulf on one sense, or a steel. there's an impenetrable wall that will constantly keep you from knowing this mystery as long as you're trying to know it. Whatsoever things are gained to me are a loss to Christ. That's not too hard to understand, is it? Even understanding of God. Jesus didn't need any understanding of God. Now, please, if you have, if you don't see it, or you have questions, or you're arguing with me in your mind, please say something. I'm not going to jump on you. Maybe I might. Depend on who it is. Well, I changed it. I said maybe. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold down the truth in their unrighteousness. Oh, but I'm trying. I put Jesus on my... I got Jesus' name on me. No. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath revealed it unto them. Let's go look and see what Jesus said about this, all right? Let's go to Matthew. We think the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount, we're in chapter 6. Chapter 5 and 6 and 7 and on are the Sermon on the Mount. And we think, we'd like to think, or we've heard that this just is what Jesus is using, the language of the common people. He uses things about farming and life, and because these were rural folks. No. If you have any integrity, if you read the Beatitudes or read the Sermon on the Mount, you have to leave it without hope. Now, the Sermon on the Mount is the book of Ecclesiastes times infinite. Read Matthew 5, 6, and 7, and 8. Not now. Read it when you are alone. And see if you can honestly think that there's any way you can live it. Well, then you're a hypocrite. You understand? There's a handful of verses against against homosexuality in the Bible. There's hundreds and hundreds against hypocrisy. There is nothing that is more severe. Nothing that Jesus spoke more severely against than hypocrisy. And all that hypocrisy means is lack of integrity.
So you're saying if I can't answer or guess to 5, 6, and 7, then I'm a hypocrite because I'm saying I can't?
No, you're a hypocrite because you've been satisfied with not.
You answered yes or no. You can't do it.
There's no man that has ever lived save Jesus Christ that can live the Sermon on the Mount. And why do you read it? To get goody-goody feelings when you read half a verse? To learn it? To memorize it? Well, let's just watch and see what he says here. But Matthew 5, we just had the Lord's Prayer where he says, if you can't forgive everybody and everything, God can't forgive you. That's kind of big. Then he says, if you even think about having lusting or wanting more than you have, or wanting, if you make it, in, when he made it sexual, if you think, even think about it, you've done it. So where does that leave you? Where does it leave me? Where does it leave us? It leaves you without hope. And until you know that you're without hope, the gospel, you will not hear the gospel. You are wearied in the greatness of your way, yet you say us not, there is no hope. For you found the life of thine own hand, thine own thoughts, thine own whatever, and therefore thou wast not grieved. Does that, I mean, that's why after 30 years, Gary came to me the other day, a few months ago, and said, I'm depressed. And I said, that's the best news I've ever heard. I didn't make this stuff up. Does anybody have any response?
Something you said a while ago about the mystery. The most amazing thing about the mystery of it is that there's nothing you can do to attain it. It only happens through your abandonment, and then it attains you.
Yeah, so what we do with it is we take these incredible scriptures that says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man that which God has prepared for them that wait on him. And we turn it into, oh, look at all the goodies I'm going to get. Or there's the incredible scriptures that says that he would that you would have life and have it abundantly. Oh, look, that means it's my definition of what I want. I can get it abundantly. I would that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That means he wants me to be rich. No, you're reading it with the mind of a Gentile. And you have no understanding. You're doing everything in your power, just like every mind that has ever lived since the fall of man, trying to avoid the punishment, the severest punishment of eating of that fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In dying, you shall surely die. I want more than anything in the universe to be taken out of this world. There's nothing that I can conceive of that's what I want with everything in me. But who knows why, for some purpose, he's let me remain or had me remain. I'm not kidding when I say that. And so here. Verse 22, Matthew 5. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, or double, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or else will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and man, and mammon. Now, mammon, again, it's a word that means anything that you have confidence in. And the evidence that you have confidence in something is that you use it. If you have no confidence in it, if you have no confidence in our flesh or in your thoughts or your emotions, then they won't have any effect on you. If you're not a debtor to any part of that, so it doesn't affect you. Because I promise you, you will always have the same emotions and the same thoughts. They'll always continue until you ignore them. So you have no confidence in them. Remember all the little things you played with as a child? Anybody got a toy they remember? What's your first toy you ever remember?
I still have one.
You still playing?
I still have one from when I was three. It's a little cloth dog.
And you really enjoyed it, obviously.
Was that past tense? I didn't hear you.
Hopefully, it was pesting.
No, for me, whatever toys I got, what I liked more than anything is stuff that you could make forts with or something.
Forts.
Like a little fort.
And charge people to get in.
No, or make that. We had that 2-story treehouse. That's another story.
I heard that.
But my point is, that's a childish thing. What?
A bell just went off in my head. This thing about cannot serve God and mammon, no two masters. Never, ever, ever before did I realize that the second master, the mammon, could be a negative thing.
Of course.
I never, ever, ever knew that. It's a giant bell just went off.
Good.
It's serving the fear of death, serving the fear of separate, never knew that.
Okay. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. What you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Now again, there's a principle of exegesis or even communication. If you take no thought for what you're going to eat or drink and what you can put on, you certainly can't take any thought for anything else. You understand that? You can't justify taking thought for anything else if you can't take thought for the very things that give you life or that permit life to continue. Does that take no thought for what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on? Is not life, the life, it's not your life, is not the life more than meat or food, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air. Now, do you think the fowls of the air ever think about what they're going to do next? If they did, they'd fall. That's why we are. Do you think a tree thinks about what it's going to do next? They'd be like I used to do, dig up the watermelon seeds to find out why it wasn't growing fast enough. Well, that's what all you're doing every time you take thought about yourself. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Not better, but of more importance to God. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And again, we take go to one of the first things he said to his disciple. Deny yourself. Again, you heard me say many times, it's the word apodiomai. And it means take absolutely no thought of, about, or for yourself in any way. Deny. Abandon yourself. Take no thought for yourself. Abandon yourself. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross. Those are summary commands. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross. Those are not optional. That's like, oh, I'm thinking about forgiving somebody. That is the most asinine thing. You'll never forgive them. Oh, I'm thinking about whatever it is. I'm waiting for it to... If you're waiting for anything, then you're it's just more rebellion. Again, the predicate is, once you have heard, and all of you said you heard the book of Ecclesiastes. You were many times amazed for what it said. What happened between then and now? Do you see we can no longer with impunity hold the truth in unrighteousness and ungodliness? Now this isn't difficult. There's nothing to do except abandon yourself. There's nothing to do except understand and see the stupidity of everything. It once had everything's beautiful in its time, but its time is gone.
You can't hold the truth in unrighteousness and abandon yourself. That's the serving, trying to serve the two masters.
Right. Or you're going to... my favorite one is, I forgot. Well... That's because you're serving two masters equally. You forget which one is in charge at that particular minute. We need to even get past what we studied yesterday.
Hey. Oi!
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold or hold down the truth in unrighteousness. And the truth is singular. The truth. It's not you don't hold down truth in general. I love it. In courtrooms, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And that's because they want you. It's just... truth has nothing to do... truth is him. He is the way, the truth, the life. He's never going to show you the truth. He's never going to reveal to you the secret truths. He's never going to light the lamp. He's not going to show you the way. He is the way. He's not going to give you life because he is the life. So what do? Believe on him who he has sent. 100% dependence. 100% reliance. Oh no, God is using my talents for the Lord. No, he's not. Well, what do I do? It's not your business. If any of this were my business, I'd have never done it. John, what's going on? Agree? Amen? We haven't got to what happens when you hold the truth down. And it says, He'll bring your worst fears upon you. And it used to take maybe 5 or 10 years before it happened. But because we have heard, hopefully and prayerfully, and your fears come, wham! Oh, I'm so lonely. My favorite one is, I'm bored. I promise you one thing. You will never be bored again in your life if you say what's there at all times. You'll never be depressed if you say what's there. You get in a lot of trouble, but so be it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
Oh, but I don't want to get in trouble. Then I don't want. Amen? Is there a possibility of truth there, just a little bit?
Oh.
I'm not looking at anybody in particular. Is there a possibility of truth there? Mr. Jeff?
Yes.
Amen? Anybody else? Anybody see anything different?
I'm working on a joke, but I haven't finished it yet. But it starts out, a caterpillar walks into a bar, but I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, don't finish it, because what will happen is you will laugh at your own joke. You'll pull a Harry, and then everybody will make fun of you.
It sounds like it's going to be one of my peer jokes.
People get mad at me for that.
Now watch. Now Harry will be mad at me for the next... Well, he probably was mad at me before
I
started.
Just going to blithely walk in.
Blithely? Blithely. Take a big guy.
Harry, you have a blithely walk through anything in your life.
Whenever I argue with you in my mind, we always start...